Unit 25, page 392. Read.
Force of Nature. It was March 18, 1925. The weather forecaster said that there was going to be rain and strong winds. No one, however, was prepared for the extreme weather event that killed almost 700 people and destroyed 15,000 homes in the region of the United States known as the Midwest. The cause of this mass destruction? A tornado. Tornadoes are extremely violent storms. They spin very quickly in the shape of a funnel. Tornadoes occur mostly in North America and strike without much warning. They move quickly across both land and water, and their powerful winds, which often exceed 60 miles per hour, 96.5 kilometers per hour, can destroy entire towns. Sadly, that's what happened in 1925, when the Great Tri-State Tornado hit the states of Missouri, Illinois, and Indiana, leaving death and destruction in its path. The tornado took everyone by surprise. Judith Cox was having lunch in Gorham, Illinois, when the twister reached the town. She told a local newspaper that there had been a great roar like a train, but much louder. She said that the air had been full of everything: boards, tree branches, clothing, pans, stoves, and even parts of houses. Leela Hartman was just a 4-year-old child on March 18, 1925, but she remembered that day well. She had been visiting her grandmother's farm in Illinois. Years later, she recounted the events of that terrible day. She said that the day had started out nice, but that then it had kept getting darker and darker. The worried family found shelter in the basement of the house. When they came out afterwards, the world looked very different to the young girl. As usual, her father had parked his car in the barn. Hartman said the storm had totally destroyed the barn, had taken the roof off her father's car, and had moved the car closer to the house. The house itself had been turned around on its foundation. At the end of her account, when asked if she had anything else to say, Hartman replied simply that she hoped they would never have another tornado. In May 2011, almost 90 years after the Tri-State Tornado, a tornado hit the state of Missouri again. This time, however, things were different. Whereas it took days for the world to learn about the 1925 disaster, this time news traveled much faster. Newspaper editor Joe Hadsall reported that it had taken only minutes for people to find out about the tornado through sites like Facebook and Twitter. He said that people's friends and family had known instantly about the disaster, and that his newspaper had used these sites to spread more information. Can a tornado like the Tri-State hit again? When asked this question, one meteorologist answered that not only could one strike again, but that one would strike again. He said that it was not a question of if, it was a question of when. In other words, it is inevitable. However, thanks to advances in science, technology, and communication, the devastation of this force of nature will probably not be as great as on that tragic day in 1925.